Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Thanks for starting this Carrie and Tommy podcast. Woolworths NetSet Go is Netball's official starter program for kids aged 5 to 10. And registrations are now open. Search NetSet Go to find out more. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to your Monday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Great. Big show today. Second part of my interview with Sam Smith will air later on this afternoon.
Very exciting.
Fascinating bit about how their song Unholy almost never came to be.
I tell you what, Bickers, what a cliffhanger. Because we heard the first part of that interview 3 weeks ago and I... And I've been holding on to see how it ends.
That was not my decision. Everybody had to play it in two parts. It was a record label thing.
Check the podcast, download the listener app.
Dig down into the details of this. Bickers, how was your weekend?
Great, thank you.
Yes. Mine was also great.
No,
you didn't ask.
Good, thanks. Okay, no more questions.
How was your weekend?
Mine was also great. And I was just relieved for all the old people of Australia last night.
Why?
Because so often after the men's final, the Australian Open, it goes till 2 or 3 in the morning and they pan round to the crowd and it's women and men over 70, and I'm thinking they're going to die if this game keeps going much longer. So thankfully it got wrapped up nice and quick, and they got to bed at not too
late. See, I think it's the opposite. They're still there because they don't have to get home to babysitters. They don't have to get up in the morning at 6 a.m. They don't have jobs to go to. We're the people that find it frustrating when it goes to 4 a.m. They love it. What else have they got to do? Sit at the tennis. That's all they've got to do.
That is grimmer than mine. You're like, what else have they got to look forward to apart from death? This is the only thing getting in their way. Hey, I do need to tell you later on as well about, have you ever been interrupted doing the do? By someone other than small children.
I think so.
I got
a... I'm guessing you've got a tail?
I got a hell of an interruption, which I'll tell you about later in the show. Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because, as you know, it is a new year, which means a new stand-up comedy tour. It has already kicked off. If you're anywhere around the country, I'm going to come to you at some point.
That's the loosest tease.
It's because I don't know where I'm going.
So what are you asking for people to do?
Go to my website, tommylittle.com.au, and see where I'm touring.
Do you have a website?
Yeah. Do you not? Have you checked? Because someone else
get
has
you
yours
on
then.
Yes.
You better get quick. What's on tommylittle.com.au?
Just links to tour dates.
Oh, that's a fun website. It's just a ticketing website.
Wait, what are you going to put on your website?
More than just links to things. That's just funny videos and stuff.
But what do you have on like Ticketmaster when you go to that site? Do you expect more than just links to tickets?
No, but that's because it's called Ticketmaster. Yours is called tommylittle.com.au.
Yeah, because that's because I just
it's got your bio. It's got your Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
I've no idea.
Your website says you are.
Anyway, long story short.
It was taken a while ago.
Oh, yeah. I'm on Facebook. I'm going all right. Anyway, this is Scott.
Sorry, now I'm reading your
TommyLittle.com.au.
Your bio. Tommy Little is the most exciting comedian of his generation.
It's good.
Did you write that? Oh my God, currently at the height of his powers as a stand-up comedian.
You are. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Coming to you around the country at some point, sometime.
I really regret how I got into this story.
It was a weird way to start.
I should have said I did a gig on the weekend.
You're famous.
That's
we know, mate.
He's got a website.
Mate, don't worry. You work hard. You'll get yourself a website one day. Don't you worry. You can have links to things like Gold Logie.
Oh, yes. Someone please go.
Anyway, I did a gig on the weekend.
Yeah.
And after the show, I was sticking around and just chatting to just lovely people. Mm-hmm. You know, lovely.
I know lovely people.
You know what I mean. Anyway.
No.
I met someone.
Lovely women.
Yes. I mean, there were men around and I... So
they were lovely too.
Avoid them.
Oh, don't have a website.
Anyway.
That's because anyway, sorry, I'm distracted. I'm concentrating. Anyway, you met someone. Then
one,
what happened?
One thing led to another. And we went back to my hotel room. And we were, what's the phrase?
Getting jiggy with
we
it.
We were getting jiggy with it. And then.
You could have just played getting jiggy. Oh.
We were riding my pony. Hit it, Jesse. We
genuinely.
Were getting genuine. We'd had a few genuines, and I said, how about you ride my pony? Jesse, hit it. Oh, aren't you hung like a horse? No, it's a pony. Anyway, in the throes of passion, what's one thing you don't want to happen when you're in a hotel?
Well, Carrie's up for anything.
I'm trying to think what could go wrong in a hotel.
Oh, again.
Oh, knock, knock, knock. Service. Room service.
So there was a knock.
Sorry, thank you, Sonda.
I'm going to start getting into charades? These breaks with Sonda.
She's never been to a hotel.
No, I'm just trying to think of what happens in the room from outside
anyway,
the room.
So there was a knock, but it wasn't just a knock. I wouldn't mind a knock because if you've ordered drinks or food or something, that is the knock you get. It wasn't that. I got this, like a panicked banging on the door, and I instantly thought,
"Not the banging you're hoping for."
No, no.
He's found us. The best part about that is how thrilled she is with herself.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about my website. Yeah.
I thought, oh, maybe we've been to, maybe it's someone from the next room that's disgruntled because they're trying to sleep.
Oh, right. You're making a bit of noise.
Because as you know, when I do the do.
First of all,
sorry, guys.
I'm the most exciting comedian of the century
oh,
now.
You put that on your website.
Yeah.
Wakes up other hotel rooms.
If you think that's how exciting I'm at comedy.
That's the review on his website.
He's at the height of his powers.
That was from the Herald Sun. Okay, so who was it?
So I'm thinking it's someone furious from next door, and she got very scared, and I went, it'll be fine, I'll just go. And so I answer the door, and there he is standing there, the drunkest bloke in the world in jocks and a T-shirt.
Do you open the door to a mirror?
And the T-shirt said... As if I was wearing jocks. I didn't even wear jocks when
put
I was
back
sleeping.
Open the door.
Did you open the door?
Give us the tunes again.
I just put a towel. I just put a towel on. Anyway, should I finish this next?
Play a song.
Sure. I'll tell you what happened next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Taylor Swift's latest one. It's called Lavender Haze for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Now, talking about getting stuff off your chest, we were right in the middle of a story. No, because I'm trying to get this story off my chest.
And it's taking a while because we keep interrupting. Sorry.
No, don't apologise. 131060, when have you been interrupted and by what? Doing the do. Because on the weekend...
Or getting jiggy with it.
As always, Jesse, perfect timing.
I was waiting, and then
wait
I got
for me
doing
to say the
do.
Phrase.
I was like,
what's the song you've got for doing
song.
The do?
Now I'm just thinking of songs.
Baby
for that.
Shark, do 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 do.
Making a baby shark.
Oh my, Jesse. Jesse, we are trying to have fun, and you always take it too far. I was in a hotel room on the weekend, and we were being genuine with each other. There we go. And there was a furious knocking at the door. Not a nice knock, not a room service knock. A bang, 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 bang on the door, baby. And I thought... it scared us both a bit.
I used to love that song. Rested. What does that even mean?
I don't even know what song that is.
You know, Love Shack. Oh. Tear rested. Find that one, Jesse.
Yeah, great. Here we go.
Hey, should we go to another song? I'll finish this one.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Who is at the door? Oh, there we go.
Oh, gross. Oh, turn that off. We're never doing... I'm never doing the door again after hearing that. That is a ghost song.
Okay.
So then I go to the door, I put a towel on, and I go to the door and I open it, and there is the drunkest man in the world standing there, kind of swaying, and his eyes can't really meet. And he's wearing jocks, and then he's got a T-shirt that said Great Dad on it. And even though you joked about it before, I went into a blind panic and thought, oh, my gosh, am I is this the partner of this woman
that I'm with?
Yeah. And then I thought, hang on, no, it's my hotel room. Like, that, this doesn't even make sense. And then I said, hey, mate. And
Great dads wander the halls with their pants on. Oh, that's so much.
Well, he goes, oh, I'm so sorry, wrong room. Do you know where my room is?
Where's he come from with his jocks on and his T-shirt?
Got no idea. And I said,
with great mum.
I said, no, I don't know where your I don't know where your room is, but do you want some help? And he goes, no, I'll be right.
Isn't it funny that mums don't ever wear great mum T-shirts, but dads wear great dads T-shirts.
Well, maybe if they were better at their jobs, they'd get one. And then,
oh, don't look shocked, Sandra. He's only saying that for you. Oh, he wants you to get angry. What you did there is exactly what he wants.
And so then I said, hey, do you want me to help you? Because, like, you might not be able to find it. He goes, no, I'll be right. And I said, are you sure, bro? Because I don't mind. And he goes, no.
I don't mind while you're... partner is in the bed.
No, but he was so pissed, and I was actually like, I don't want this bloke to pass out somewhere. And he goes, no, I'll be right. And then he just wanders off, and then I come back into the bedroom, and she's now sitting there like kind of afraid, but with the doona up, and she said, who was that? And I said, my best guess is your dad, but I'm not sure. And he wandered off. So on 13 1060, we want to know,
Let's get to Olivia. Olivia, Jordan, who do you want us to take first? Jordan.
When did
you get interrupted doing the do?
Well, I was home with my partner, and my dad decided to drop by, and he didn't know that my partner was there. So we were doing the do, and then we hear my dad come home. For context, I had just bought a bird this morning, and I had, like, been wanting this bird for forever, and it was downstairs in this little cage.
Mm.
But then we went upstairs to do the do. My dad comes home.
Can you use a phrase that Jesse's got a song for?
No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. Get it on? No, Jordan, just...
Let's get it on. Cue the music.
And so, Jordan, you're... So your pet bird's downstairs. Your dad's come home.
Yeah. We're getting it on upstairs, and we hear my dad come home. He runs upstairs. So I get dressed, and my partner's behind is like just sort of runs to the door.
Yes.
My dad opens the door. So my partner's naked behind the door.
Yes.
And my dad goes, your bird is dying. Getting jiggy with it.
Jesse, come on, bro. Of all the time.
Also, get it on.
Jordan, what do you mean your bird is dying?
My bird is just downstairs having a seizure.
Oh, my God.
Boyfriend's behind the door, stark naked, the door that my dad's holding open.
Yes.
And so I just run downstairs with my dad and take this bird to the vet, and my boyfriend just left in my room naked, just not knowing what's going on.
And did your boyfriend... Did
too
you...
many questions.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Thanks, Jordan.
Is the bird alive?
Oh, is the bird alive, Olivia. Jordan?
No.
Getting jiggy with it. Jesse, come on, bro. Jesse.
Sorry,
Jordan. Sorry for your loss.
You want to go to Olivia or Rick? I think we've only got time for one. This is...
Olivia,
tried three times to get out.
Olivia, I'm sorry, we've run out of time, so all you get's some music. See ya.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Woo! For your Monday afternoon, it's a bit of Nelly, ride with me. It's Carrie and Tommy. And Woolworths Net Set Go is Netball's official starter program for kids aged 5 to 10, and registrations are now open. Search Net Set Go to find out more.
Nettie. I've never played netball. I got to get into it.
Mate, Nettie's great.
Yes.
Are you still playing?
Still your team? Yes.
Nettie?
Oh, we try to get it up and going again, but games are at 6. Yeah.
But you can do one a bit later.
Yeah, cool.
Of course. Hey, I want in this season.
Me too.
Yeah, but also.
Me too, but I've never played.
Yeah, GA or no play. And just chuck carrying wing defence. She'll be fine. No one will notice.
Do they not do anything?
Hey?
Do wing defence not do anything?
Oh, it's just where you put your worst.
Okay.
Except.
Who knows? Except that could be really good.
To all the wing defences out there listening. You're the one exception
Imagine
to the other.
Imagine if they don't know that that's the thing.
Everybody knows.
But they're very proud of them.
Everybody knows. If you're one short, you don't have a wing defence.
Okay.
Fine.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. The first. Okay. No, good. Hey, did you watch tennis last night?
No.
Did you watch the tennis the night before?
No.
Okay. Good stuff. Well, I plan to talk about the tennis.
Great, because I haven't watched it. So tell me all about it.
So you know Novak won last night.
I do know that.
Against Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas.
Sorry?
Tsitsipas.
Go again.
Tsitsipas?
Yeah.
Shit his pants.
Does he call himself that? Is that
no, right? It's no. it just rolls off the tongue. You know, it goes. So. Anyway, Novak won. He won in straight sets. And then afterwards, I don't think I've ever seen a more. Tsitsipas spoke first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever heard a more flattering talk of the person who just beat you. And now Novak has regained his world number one status, but he went a long way.
It's been an unbelievable journey for you. So I would like to, I admire what you have done for our sport. I think you make me a better player when I'm out on court. So thank you. But I'd like to say one more time, Novak brings the best out of me, and these are the matches, you know, I've been working my entire life for. He's one of the greatest in our sport, and I think he's the greatest that has ever held a tennis racket.
What? Wow.
The
That's
greatest,
amazing.
The greatest that has ever held a tennis racket, which, of course, remember, in the crowd you've got, I mean, they cut to a shot of Rod Laver and he just looks stone-faced. And so you think that's lovely, right? Whether you agree or disagree, that is a lovely thing to say. So then Novak gets up. Now, Tsitsipas is young. He's up and coming. He's undoubtedly one of the better, if not best group of players in the world at the moment. So surely Novak is going to say something incredible back about him.
You are one of the most professional tennis players that I know on the tour and one of the most interesting guys. I said that 2 days ago. I still think you are very interesting.
Wow.
And
how's your tennis? Interesting.
That was it. But he also just called him professional.
What's is interesting a compliment?
I don't think so. If someone said, hey,
twice.
And you couldn't think
of another
word.
If someone described you as interesting, wouldn't that be?
If you said, hey, what's your new girlfriend like? Interesting. Well, she's professional. And
but I guess,
interesting.
I guess on the tennis court, yeah. But what number is Tsitsipas?
He was 3.
Oh, so he's right up there.
Yeah.
So there's other words. What are describing words? There's other adjectives that could
adjectives?
Be used.
Verbs.
Adjectives.
Verbs are doing words. Yes.
What's a noun?
A thing. And a proper noun is a person or a place. Is that correct? Anyway, good stuff.
Interesting.
The thing that struck me about it was that Novak got up to accept the cup and he already had a jacket on that said 22 on it, like embroidered in it. Now, 22 is the number of Grand Slams that he's now won. And then
since winning the Oz Open, he's now at 22.
And so the jacket was pre-embroidered and ready to go.
I mean, he was like,
and then they cut to the crowd.
For good reason, though. He was pretty confident.
And then he's very confident because then they cut to the crowd and all of his like support base are all wearing T-shirts that say Djokovic on the back and have a big 10 and 10 on the front, which is the number of times he's now won the Australian Open. And so they had all their merch ready to go. They're like, we just need to wait till it's over. We'll chuck this on and we're good. And that reminded me of the time when we got all these world record swim from England to Belgium T-shirts.
The Channel T-shirts.
No, that one was fine. But all these world record swim from England to Belgium T-shirts made up. And then we didn't do it. And we were all wearing matching T-shirts with all our names on the back. And I thought there must be other times.
But the thing with him, though, is he would have got there at some point. Those jumper jackets would have come into their own at some point in the next year. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you reckon he's been holding on to that jacket for a while?
Well, no, he's going to be 10th at some point. He's going to be 22nd at some point. Whereas with you, there was never going to be another chance.
No, the 10 T-shirt has the years that he's won it underneath it,
right,
including 2023.
But this must happen with NBA teams and stuff
as well. They do. They make up all the other teams. They make up two lots of champions merch, and then they say they incinerate all the other stuff.
No way.
What a waste.
Well, they reckon they don't want people to be able to get their hands on it.
They must be able to get it somewhere.
But do you want one that hasn't happened?
I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I think it's funny too. Yes. I had a friend who got nominated for a comedy award, and so he got the comedy award winner tattoo on it, and then he didn't win, so he had to get the tattoo gun and put a line through winner and write nominee underneath.
Is that just you?
No, I've never been nominated, mate. I'd love to know, on 131060, when did you get stuff made and then it never happened?
Fun.
Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And on 131060, when did you have something made and then you didn't get to use it?
Yes. Novak and his whole team already had the merch made and ready to go for his win last night at the Australian Open, and they chucked it on straight away. And I thought, oh, that reminds me of when I got merch made for a world record swim, and we all wore matching T-shirts with our names on the back. And then the difference between me and Novak is that he did his thing and they got to wear theirs. And I thought, I wonder if more people have had things like mine where they got stuff made and just didn't win.
It's arrogant. It's confident. But that's the kind of spirit you need if you're going to be a winner.
Yep, I agree. But I wasn't.
No.
G'day, Crystal.
Hi.
What happened?
We had some things made up for our wedding with our wedding date printed on it, some big expensive candles for the church and a big wooden box that the wedding, stuff goes into, obviously storage box. And then a few days before the wedding, my brother got COVID and we had to cancel our wedding. And since then, we then both got very sick with COVID as well. And haven't reset the date. So a year, it was supposed to be a year ago, but a year later, we're still not married. And we have a big, beautiful gift from a friend in our kitchen, which is a big chopping board with our name on it and our wedding date. That we,
oh my God.
We still have there on display for the wedding that never happened.
Crystal, are you still going to get married?
Yeah, eventually, hopefully one day, but now we're having to save up again, so we don't know when.
Are you going to try and pick the same date but on a different year so you don't have to change too much engraving?
Well, we thought that might be handy, but then I think it's going to make it a Monday or a Tuesday, so it might be difficult. Unless we wait a full 7 years to get it on another Saturday.
I love that you've done the math.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks, Crystal. Who you got, Vickers?
Jim, what did you get made and then you never used it?
How you going, guys? So I didn't get this made, but obviously every year when the AFL Grand Final is done and dusted, the Herald Sun made the wedge posters. So
yes.
I actually got my hands on a four-peat Brisbane Lions wedge poster, obviously being a massive Brisbane Lions fan, and unfortunately never got to use it.
That would be... I feel like that would be worth
something.
Money. Or am I insane in thinking that? Jim?
It's worth a couple of $1,000, that's for sure. So won't exactly say how much, but there only is a handful floating around from what I've been told.
Just a little bit of trivia for you, Jim. There is a bloke, an NBA coach in America, who bought the licensing to the term three-peat. And
God.
Yes. And so when the Bulls did their first three-peat, all this merch got made and he made a fortune off it. And there was massive controversy because he was coaching one of the teams that was up against a team who were going to get a three-peat if they won. And so there's all stories about how, whether or not he cared who won because he was going to make millions
money anyway. Speaking of AFL, one of our callers, Joe, caught up and said that a friend got a Geelong tattoo of 2008 premiers.
Yes.
And they won in 07, 09 and 11.
So good. G'day, Emily.
What's up?
What's up?
Oh, Emily, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but if you're going to do it, put your back into it. Come on. No?
No, no, no.
Okay. Yeah, that's a bit better.
What do you got for us, Em?
My little sister's rival netball team was so, so confident they were going to win the grand final that year. They got shirts made. They had chairs with winners on the back.
Oh, my God.
They had a cake made and brought to the game.
Oh, my God.
And then they lost.
Oh, that's so joyful.
And no, isn't it?
The rivalry was real. The amount of spite between the two teams, it was great. So the celebrations on our side were very... very good that night.
Emily, did they still eat the cake and stuff, or did they give it to the other team?
They definitely didn't give it to us, but I'm not sure what they did with the cake, to be honest.
Did
I don't
you just
think
sit
they
in their seats?
Like,
what'd you do?
I don't think they even, like, rocked up to the award ceremony. They just sort of left after the game.
Losers.
Oh, actually.
Yeah.
Literally, yeah.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And coming up very soon, guys, Sam Smith.
My one-on-one with the great Sam. What are you laughing at?
I wasn't sure what noise came out of your mouth then. You went,
That was my thinking noise. Don't you love when people make millions of dollars telling you how to live your life and then all of a sudden they go, actually, you know that stuff I was telling you, don't do that anymore. I've moved on. Marie Kondo has moved on, guys.
Oh, Marie Kondo's not doing her putting her energy into clothes.
Sparkle Joy.
She's not,
that's fuck sure.
Nah, she's not tidying up anymore.
Oh, so
she's come out
to...
and said, my home is messy. She's had her third kid and she said, now I'm spending my time the right way for me at this stage of my life. Up until now, I was a professional tidier. And she said, I've kind of given up on that. In a good way, though. Now I realise the importance to me. I'm spending time with my children. So all these people for the last decade have gone, kids, sorry, I've got a tidy. I've got a spark joy in my life.
Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo. And I love what she said here. She said, for a long time she's devoted her life to decluttering physical spaces. Now she's decluttering her mental and emotional spaces.
Oh, God, she's got to fold her brain into these funny little sideways things and put some positive energy into it.
Anyway, guys, so don't bother tidying up anymore.
Are you saying sucked in to everyone who folded their clothes like
her? No, I'm just saying let it all go if you haven't already. I mean, I never... Yeah, I'm happy. I never abided by the tidying up philosophy anyway.
Yes, you've got a team for that.
Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And
oh, no.
I'm eating. Again. Let me finish my snake. What I wanted to tell you.
You got a snake in your mouth, mate.
Mm-hmm.
What colour?
What colour?
Yellow.
Jeez.
Sam Smith.
Did you swallow it
Sam
or spit
Smith
it out?
Is not the steak in my mouth.
Whoa.
Sam's. Oh, this is all too
much. Holy hell. We've got Unholy coming up as well, don't we? I mean, talking about that.
More ways than one.
Yes, exactly.
What I wanted to tell you was that Sam Smith is coming up. Next, is it?
Yes, next. We're going to do that next.
I should just let you do your job. I offered absolutely nothing then.
That's okay, because when you let me do my job, I bring things like Same, Same, But Spoken to you guys.
Fantastic.
And this week's edition, guys, is actually based off something that Tommy did over the break. Where did you go, mate?
I went to... Oh, I was about to do an accent, and then I don't think that's what you meant to
do. Haven't we already done the Mountain Edition?
We did the Mountain Edition, but we haven't done...
Tanzania.
The African
Damn
edition.
It. This
is dangerous. Same, but East African tribal.
What are you doing?
Fantastic. Jesse,
I reckon I wasn't in this meeting.
I can't wait to see.
Is this what happens in your mind?
So Jez and I had a chat about this, and we think that this is going to be a lot of fun. He's a very good singer on YouTube. His name's Alex Boy, and he does heaps of great covers. This is your first cover.
Hang on. We do have to ask a question,
yes,
just to make sure that this is going to be okay. Alex from YouTube,
mm-hmm,
is he of African descent?
Yes.
Fantastic. We're fine. Let's go ahead.
Yeah. But every song is like good teacher.
Oh, right.
Fun, Carrie.
Because.
Lord.
Three.
Royal.
Yeah.
And we'll never be royal.
Why has the cheating got to the point where now when Carrie can't see you?
I didn't even see him.
No, he coughed, broiled.
Oh, I honestly didn't hear him cough.
Are you joking?
I swear I heard him cough. I didn't hear him say a word.
I reckon you probably pick it up on the mic in the background.
Oh, absolutely.
We can check the tape.
I honestly didn't hear.
Because I just, we all heard.
Okay, I didn't. I was thinking of the words. Royal.
After
Royal.
He went,
Royal. I honestly didn't.
I'm glad you got it anyway, because I could only think of the Weird Al Yankovic cover, which is aluminum foil.
One zip. Here's song number two. But I keep
cruising. Curry.
Because.
Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
So then Eli wrote it on a piece of paper and slid it over to you.
I didn't.
You just got to pay him to get you to cheat.
That's fine. May surprise you, but I don't think the title's worth that much.
Do zip. This is a win for Biggers. Hey, I'm a
listen to a bit. Sunshine, she's here,
you can take away.
Carrie.
Biggers.
It is Happy by Pharrell.
Sorry, that note was taking a bit long for Eli to write out, so Carrie wanted to hear a bit more of the song.
I looked at his happy face.
Can we just hear, because it's pretty good, we just hear what the next one was going to be? I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. Great.
Better
and music actually just better than the original.
It's awesome.
And hey, we should do this everywhere. And same, but Eastern Africa?
We'll just go through all the different countries in Africa, we'll be right.
Also, a big shout out. I know we made up that it's someone from YouTube, but a big shout out to our audio producer, Jez from Ipswich, for putting on that voice.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I had the pleasure of chatting with the delightful Sam Smith a few weeks ago. We've really stretched out how many weeks' worth of chats we're going to get from Sam.
Yes.
We had some of this a few weeks ago, but it's now time to hear it in full. Sam was everything you know Sam to be. And I love how we claim international musicians as our own over here.
Yes.
Sometimes we shouldn't.
Well, you also claim Sam as your bestie.
I mean, did I say bestie?
You literally said in our promos, my bestie joins us on the show.
We do DM a bit. I mean, I DM and they don't respond.
In the same way you yell out to Troy Sivan in the street and he doesn't arrive.
But in this chat, what I love is we don't have to pretend Sam loves Australia. Sam got an Aussie tattoo.
Oh, it's good to see you.
You too.
It's been a minute.
Back home, second home.
I know, it's gorgeous.
Welcome. I feel like you've been chasing summer for the last few months.
I know, I have.
Like the most extended, amazing holiday ever.
I have. I try and do it because it's miserable in the UK. In January, it's hard.
Where have you been? What have you been doing?
I went to Thailand for a few weeks and then came to Sydney to see Trent and my family here.
Is Thailand where the epic bikini, I was going to buy you an Aussie bikini because I thought maybe you need an Australian one.
Yeah, I took my little bikini bottoms out for a little test run.
Didn't that excite the world?
mad.
How are you feeling about being back out in the world and touring again and stuff?
I feel good. There's moments where I'm like, you know, sometimes, I think during COVID, I had such a break and I got on top of my anxiety and all this stuff. And then when it gets busy again, there's definitely moments where I feel a bit breathless, like, oh my gosh, but I feel way more in control of myself nowadays, which is good. I feel calmer and happier and a bit more balanced.
Yeah, well, because I was thinking that I've interviewed you over different stages in your career so far. Who's the Sam that I'm interviewing today? How would you describe where you're at?
Still a hot mess in many ways. But I'm definitely having more stints of happiness.
Great.
Yeah, I feel more joyful. I'm more in control. I'm growing up a bit, you know, and I love getting older. It's something that I've always been excited for, so I'm enjoying that.
Is it that you feel more comfortable with who you are, or?
Yeah, that for sure. But also I'm just caring less what people think, which is really nice feeling. Because in my early 20s, I was crippled with like paranoia of how I was coming across. You know?
Well, I was thinking about when I first saw you perform, which I guess would have been your early 20s. Mm. It was at Rod Laver in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And the Sam on stage then, and then I was, you know, looking at the Unholy film clip, and I was like, is that the same Sam who can just express themselves the way they want now? Mm. Or have you, do you think, grown into the Sam that
it's
you are?
It's 100% the same Sam. I think that... just like everyone, right? How you dance in a club or how you dance with your friends in private places and how you move your body. Doing that in front of 20,000 people on stage is really tough. And as much as I love performing, I wouldn't say I'm like a natural entertainer. I think I'm a natural singer, a natural artist, a natural songwriter. But when it comes to entertaining, I've really had to learn that. You know, I loved musical theatre as a kid, and that was a whole different art form. It's hiding behind a character. Being myself on stage was incredibly vulnerable and scary. So I think naturally, as I've got older, I've got more used to being myself on stage. And with that comes me introducing more parts of my personality to people.
So when are you touring and where are you going here in Australia?
We start here in Adelaide and then we travel all around.
Amazing.
And we're doing, it's at the end of the year. And by that time,
summer again, you've done that well. Oh, you've done the whole world before then?
Yes, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it starts in April.
Where do you get most excited to go to? Where do you have the most fun?
Honestly, Australia, New Zealand is some of my favourite shows. I'm really excited to be in Tokyo again. I had the most amazing time in Tokyo last time. So I'm really excited to experience that and South Korea, places like that, which is just incredible to visit.
A very different world. Yeah.
Yeah, but I love my job. As much as it's tiring, I do love it. And it's getting easier every time I do it.
Well, you're like an honorary Aussie. Did I see on your Insta that you got a kangaroo paw tat?
I did.
That's so cool.
It's all crusty now, it's gross.
Why? Will that stop being
crusty? That's healing, yeah. It's healing.
Why did you choose that one?
I just Googled Australian flowers and saw that and I was like, that's cute.
It is cute.
Because I do love it here and I have family and friends here. So I was with my friends on holiday and we all just decided to get tattoos.
Did you get matching ones?
No, we all got different ones.
Different wildlife or like completely different?
Someone got a platypus and then someone got a full moon.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You could have got the full moon too.
I know. But I love the kangaroo paw.
Yeah, kangaroo paw is beautiful.
It was great.
Yeah. Still to come in my chat with Sam Smith, they talk about how the smash hit of summer, Unholy, was almost not the smash hit of summer. We almost never got to hear Unholy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Lil Nas X, That's What I Want. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon.
What I want is more of Sam Smith. We are right now in the middle of my chat with the delightful Sam Smith. Okay, let's talk Gloria.
Yes.
Tell me, what are the themes in Gloria? I've had a listen to it. It's absolutely magical.
Thank you.
It's a really interesting ride. Like, I feel like it goes dips in and out of all these different genres and moods. Yeah. What were you hoping to do with it?
I think that I wanted to really lean into what I've wanted to do in all my albums. You know, I feel like my music, I study pop music and I love pop albums. And like so many of those, you know, even Rihanna, I'd say, is my ultimate artist that I've always loved. And I loved her records growing up because they were really this melting pot of genres and of pop genres and pop music. And I think I wanted to create like a patchwork of all my favorite divas and inspirations in this record. I also really wanted an album that just felt strong all the way through. Every statement was clear. Every song, I wanted it to be a bit of a slap in the face.
Yeah, it really is.
And it does feel like this is... I do feel like this album is... And it's the beginning and the end of something, because I do think that it's the beginning of me expressing myself in the way that I want to do it fully and unashamedly. But it's also the end, I think, of this type of writing for me. I think that there'll always be pop sensibility to the music I make, but I really love the process of making a body of work that you can listen to from start to finish. So I'm going to be delving into that more and more with my music.
Well, I did feel that when I was listening to it, because the last album I've been playing on repeat from start to finish was Harry's album. And again, it's the sort of one, like, there's nothing better. Like, it's been a long time, I feel like, since I've listened to albums where you just sit down and go on a full ride rather than just turn on the radio and hear one and then, you know, that's it.
Totally, because it's... And I like... What I'm excited about that is that I can take people on some crazy rides. Yeah. I'm addicted to making people feel uncomfortable. It's like my favorite thing now.
Well, there was a lot of God themes in there. It was mm-hmm. Is it an FU to God? Or is it
No, I'm not religious. I'm a spiritual person. I think that I grew up in, I went to Catholic school until I was 18. So when it comes to explaining big feelings and big emotions in life, I do go to some of these words. I always have. I think even if you go back to Stay With Me and the Thrill of All and stuff like that, there's always been an element of choir and I guess an element of prayer within my music.
Yeah.
You know, it's where I go to when I write. But I think this album for sure is dealing with faith, not religion, faith. And for me, I lost a bit of faith in my life on my third record and going through a transition that I went through in my life. I lost a bit of faith in everything. And this album, I reclaim that a bit and I have faith that things are going to be okay. And I put my energy into that now. And so, yeah, that's what those words.
Yeah, the unholy and the right. Because I was reading that you were saying this album is kind of like the album you needed as a kid, the body of art, like the armor that you would put on when you left the house.
Yeah, totally. And that's what the hymn Gloria is, a hymn that I wrote for my younger self. That's like a lullaby.
Still to come with Sam Smith, if you've ever wondered how the stars choose what songs are going to become hits, they don't even know themselves. And sometimes they have a hunch and they push for it even though a record company might not want it. And that seems to be what may have happened with the summer hit Unholy by Sam Smith. And I talk all about that with them next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Sam Smith and Kim Petras, that is Unholy for your Monday arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've had a great hour hearing from the one and only Sam Smith.
Yes.
And I finished off my chat with them by talking about their summer smash hit. And then you've got Unholy, which is just epic and sexual and just dark. Yeah.
Is what I need as a little kid.
Who's it about?
Unholy, this is the thing, right? I could sit here and just and give it all up of who this song's about. And every song I ever write is about a real situation,
real life,
a real person. Yeah, everything, you know. It's all a diary. But with Unholy, I feel like it says enough.
And but is it a particular person or a type of, like, is it someone you know or is it a type
person,
of?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But it's a particular person that inspired a commentary on a specific situation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's really about being part of a secret that you don't want to be a part of, which I think a lot of women, queer people, everyone actually can relate to, you know, hearing these things and being like, I wish I didn't. Know that.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and how was working with Kim? I was fascinated to see you were talking about how you wanted more women involved in this album and even when you were recording how, you know, sitting in front of a bunch of men, you're like, oi, all of you shut up and let her do her thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It was really amazing moment in the studio with Kim actually. Like, we had so much fun and initially there was this pressure in the room and me and Kim really fought against it and it made the song what it was.
But
Kim,
why? What did they want that they weren't?
I think they just wanted it to sound a certain way, and there was a lack of sass in the room, and a lack of humour.
Yeah.
And I think that is something that queer people do so well.
Yeah.
You know, is take things and subjects and memories and things that are quite painful, and we can give a sassiness and a lightheartedness to it that can make it easier to digest. And I think that me and Kim really knew how to do that. So we went, you know, we took charge.
Oh, because it's epic. Like it is, I reckon it is one of like the top three songs of this year. Like it is an absolute banger. Almost every time you listen to it, you see it on different levels. Like at first, it's just, you know, the pop song and it hits you in the face because it's so different to what you've done.
Yeah.
And then the more you listen to it, you know, you see the darkness and
I'm really addicted to it. I mean, like I've never been a part of a song like that in my life. Like when it started, it was only me and one person who actually believed in it. Everyone else didn't like it. Everyone thought it was awful. And
did you show them the top hits and go,
I mean, it was a crazy moment because it really just shows how for me, music is the leader. And when the music is calling to me and saying, this is amazing, this is good, this feels amazing, you have to follow that and you have to follow your gut.
So how, having more women involved in the album, how did that change how you write and how you are in studio and stuff?
I think it really helped me with my lyrics and writing lyrics. You know, I'm when it comes to the writing of music, I'm involved in every aspect, production, you know, lyrics, melody, everything. But I'm more heavy on the melody than anything. And the lyrics, I actually find myself in when I'm in the studio, I'll just sit there and fire off how I feel and talk about how I feel. And then we take that and we try and turn it into a song. And for me, having the presence of Jesse Reyes and people like that in the room with me, they made me feel safe to talk about sex,
yeah,
which I haven't really felt safe to do in my past records. So it was really beautiful to be able to express that part of my life.
And also writing in different places, because I saw that you did that. Was that in Jamaica?
That must have
just brought out a whole, like,
yeah,
wild.
It was insane. The Jamaican trip was just beautiful, and I didn't leave the studio, really. It was just very focused. And I'm going to do that again in terms of just going away with the intention to just write music.
Yeah.
For 2-3 weeks. I love it. I've always been someone who never, like, worked nights or, like, was in the studio at nighttime.
Like Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Just 9 to 5.
It was 9 to 5. But now I'm loving, you know, just dedicating a few weeks and, you know, the time disappears.
Amazing. Well, the album's incredible. So excited to see you tonight and to see you back in Australia. You know how much I love you.
I love you too.
Lovely to see you as well.
It's always such a joy to talk to you. Thank you.
Sam Smith's brilliant. The album is beautiful. Mm. Listen to it from beginning to end. You'll absolutely love it.
Yes.
What a show.
I know. It was a real roller coaster. It had a bit of everything.
It did.
From Sam Smith to...
Cats.
To Cats. To.
How did we get to Cats?
I think it was because we were talking about getting interrupted when I was doing the do.
In the hotel room.
Yes.
By the best dad.
Yes.
Which is you?
Yeah.
That's a lot. It's
even
confusing.
If that confuses you, make sure you grab it all now on the list.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy might hit the court to brush up on their netty skills. Oh, if only they could register for Woolworths NetSet Go. But it's for ages 5 to 10. It's where the future stars of our game begin their netball journey. Search NetSet Go to find out more.